Woman Heads. Welcome back to another episode of From the Yellow Chair. I'm Emily.
And I'm Crystal.
And this week we are live from the International Roundtable hosted by Service Nation here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have a very fun special guest on the podcast with us today. Janine Norquist from Sandwich, Illinois. Yes, just like the food. With her company Just In Time Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Yes. So, and remodeling, and y'all do several things.
Yeah, all very multi-trade. Yes. Well, welcome. Thanks for being on our show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Janine has so much fun personality. They were cutting up on the dance floor last night to the YMCA. We loved it. But one of the reasons that we really were excited to have Janine on the show is, you know, we're very passionate about community involvement, really investing in your community and serving leadership roles and things like that. So tell everybody a little bit about the role you play at Just In Time and kind of how you've put yourself out into the community.
Sure. So actually, when we started the business in 2010, that was kind of Justin's dream. And I worked for a Fortune 50 company, kind of corporate. Mm-hmm. So him growing up in a family business, small family business, and then me coming from corporation where, you know, something goes wrong, there's a department. Yeah. You know, you just tell them and they handle it. So going from that to, you know, no vacation, no sick days, you know,
and you are being all the janitor. The departments.
Yes. So, but in a nutshell, I handle most of the administrative side, the CFO, HR, and Justin handles operations in the field.
Awesome. Okay. So then you decided that you were going to kind of, now I know you were kind of shy at first, mm-hmm. and you've kind of come out of your shell over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. right? I don't know what was the catalyst for that. I know you had a really good coach, because we've talked about that before, the lady from Mary Kay.
Yes.
Which is always a great conversation. But what do you think kind of kicked you to get involved in the community more?
Well, and I will say our first coach ever was John and Vicki LaPlante, probably so many people can say that the impact that they've had on their business mm-hmm. and life, therefore.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
But I think, and a lot of that came from just them seeing things in me or believing in me. And Justin, my husband, really helping me get out of my comfort zone. And then, like you said, the community involvement. I feel like, you know, I could do commercials for, like, Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. and just being involved in the community, because it does so much more than just bring in customers. But it also, you know, has developed so many relationships, networking. It's taught me, you know, to be able to talk about my business in 30 seconds.
I'm telling you, people sleep on it too much.
Yeah.
And it really, like, ironically, you'll be spending, you know, yes, you give up an hour, you give up this, you give up that. But when you go out into these events that the chamber has and you invest your time mm-hmm. and your leadership or skills, whatever that looks like, into chambers or B&I groups or whatever that looks like for your market, it really does have long-term effects. Because you're really establishing yourself as the authority. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's at those chamber functions. They know a girl, right? They know a lady. They know a guy. And you are that person.
Yeah.
So what type of leadership roles do you have right now?
So I've been on the chamber in our local town of Sandwich for about 11 years. So this is my year off from that, which has been kind of nice. And it's helped me be able to invest more time in different areas of the community. Also, I'm still very active. We're involved in all the local chambers, and I currently serve on the board for the DeKalb County Family Service Agency, which mm-hmm. does a ton for the children in our communities.
Now, do y'all have a main nonprofit or cause that you guys are really passionate about? Or do you kind of like to just spread out?
We do kind of spread out. It is very, we do keep things very local, other than the Joseph Grow Foundation, which we've always been a big,
mm-hmm. But you were impacted
very close
by that,
to our,
right?
We were, yes. So I have a niece that actually her birthday was April 10th, or is April 10th, so next week she'll be 10. Yeah. But she was born with severe cerebral palsy, so she has a lot of obstacles to overcome, and therefore so does the family, and they have two other children. So once she got a little bit older, where, you know, she had to have a wheelchair and all that, they weren't able to go anywhere as a family. So through the Joseph Grow Foundation, they were able to help my brother and his family not only with financially, but even just explaining the needs and making the contacts with a company that could retrofit a minivan for them. So now they can go places as a family.
That's amazing.
I remember that.
You know, we see John and Vicky at all the events, and they are always promoting the Joseph Grove Foundation, and they do phenomenal work. But like, it's so great to hear like a personal story, and like, you know, someone that like it's actually impacted and stuff. So that's amazing.
Well, and then on the other side of that too, not only have we donated financially, but we've been able to help if there's somebody in our community or even a neighboring community. We're talking to them about one that's about an hour and a half from us. But if there's not a contractor that's available or has the ability to help, you know, we're happy to help with that too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen and that I love about being a business owner is just Justin and Janine could not do all the stuff that we're able to do through just in time and with our team. Yes. So, and that changes too, because like I said, some of our team will have different needs or different organizations that they're a part of or that they support, and so we try to
support
that too.
We have the same thing. We have people on our team that addiction recovery, abusive situations, adopted kids, parents that adopted. I mean, all of those things are really important pieces to the puzzle of who you are. So I admire that about you, because it's hard. Because it's not easy to get up from your desk and go to another board meeting when there's fires to put out, right? And so I'm glad that that's kind of come to fruition for you guys. Mm-hmm. What do you think? How do you think it's directly impacted your business? And I know you mentioned a few things, but you know, the networking and things like that.
Yeah. Again, it's even helped me personally grow and get out of my comfort zone, which then helps anytime as a leader that we're growing, then it helps us be better leaders to our team. There's been things like, you know, like for instance, if there's a Sports Boosters book that they're putting together with, you know, all the teams, and we're a sponsor of that, and we've been a sponsor of that for several years, and you know, it gets down to the wire and they had to fill a page. Well, they gave us that page, got better. Yes. But it's not even intentional. It's just, hey, I know those guys. I know they support so many different things, and we want to do this to help them.
Yeah, I also think, though, you guys are genuinely kind.
Yes.
And so both of you are genuinely kind, and your kids are kind. And so there's yes. Yeah, I mean, I think y'all probably are just very well respected. I do not live in Sandwich, but I do feel like you guys are probably well respected. And a lot of times, that goodness, that kindness is rewarded by people being like, these guys are so kind and they're so giving, when we can give them this extra half a page, even if it's in a football program, though. Yeah.
Well,
it does speak.
You say this a lot, Crystal. Like, people like to do business with people they know. And so even if they may not personally know you and stuff, but just seeing your community involvement and like seeing you at the football games and things like that, just being present in that community, they feel like they know you a lot more. And so you are more of their go-to choice or their recommendation to someone.
And when you are involved in the community, like in, you know, non-for-profits and chambers and stuff like that, I mean, generally speaking, the people, busy people, are people that volunteer a lot, too.
Yes. If you want to get something done, you better ask the busiest person you know, because they just know how to get stuff done. People that have a lot of time, they can't get anything done.
Well, you know, 10% of the people do 90% of the work.
So with that being said, I mean, you know, just those relationships and that networking has also helped, you know, like you said, people want to do business with who they know. If they don't necessarily know our team or Justin and I personally, but we have all these people that are very well respected in our community saying, hey, I know them.
Yes. I'll vouch for them.
Yeah. They're going to treat you great. And if anything ever goes wrong, they're going to be there to take care of it.
Yes.
You know, that did happen one time. Justin and I were on a plane to Mexico, and when we landed, there was like a Facebook post with like 83 comments, and so many people were sending me messages, but I didn't get it till we got off the plane. And it was a customer saying, you know, that we had just installed a furnace and air conditioner and it wasn't working, and we were going to charge them to come out, which wasn't true, but people can say that.
Sure.
Well,
yeah,
long story short, it ended up that it had nothing to do with the installation. It was the fact that they had their gas shut off, which is why it wasn't working a week after we installed it.
But you don't want to blow somebody up, so you're trying
to
be nice.
So, well, and
you have to pay the gas bill,
but
sir.
But looking through those 83 comments, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, but over half, I mean, probably 75% of them were like, we know them.
They're going to take care of you. So, yeah, they're going to make
you
the
know, rest. I think that is a whole place about building raving fans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to build.
And so many customers.
Yes. And you just, yeah. If you are kind and kind to others, giving, thoughtful, and a good, just overall good company, good people, you will build a fan base that will defend you.
Yes.
Now, if you continue to do janky leg stuff.
Oh, right.
Or you don't. Aren't good for your word, that also comes out, and it'll come out really quickly and really ugly most of the time.
Right.
But and you've mentioned this
raving like, something else.
Yeah. You mentioned a few times Justin, mm-hmm. which is your husband, and so working with family
yes.
is always a it's a love hate. I hate to use the word hate, but you
right.
know what I mean, like a unique situation to be in. Because not only do you and your husband work together, your daughter works with you guys mm-hmm. too. And so that's a lot of togetherness.
Yeah.
Yes. So how do y'all manage that?
Yeah.
Very carefully.
Very carefully. A lot of counseling. No.
No shame in that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I will say though, I do feel it was really important and has helped us anyway, by having a coach or a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Just that third party person to kind of hold you accountable. Because if in a marriage, sometimes when you're holding each other accountable, it's hard to say, I'm not saying no because I'm your wife and I don't want you to spend money. I'm saying no because I'm the CFO of the company. Mm-hmm. And right now, we need to wait until May to do that. Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever yeah. that is.
Whatever the thing is. You know what
so
I mean?
That's a natural problem.
Yes.
Like, I'm over here like asking for the money. So naturally, you need those relationships in the business,
yes.
right? Like you need the creative, the visionary, and
yes.
you need the more like,
employee.
Absolutely not. You know, like, you need the more parental side of the business that just keeps you in check financially.
Yes.
And so I can only imagine that being, you know, the same person that you know, you love and you have mm-hmm. family with, and like, that's a hard dynamic to manage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think y'all have a little bit different personality types as
right.
well,
right.
you know? And so then you combine, it isn't like you are both super one way or the other. And
mm-hmm.
so, and I know that y'all have always tried to work on that. And
mm-hmm.
so what type of coaches, have y'all had business coaches and mm-hmm. coaches that help y'all be married in the business together, or mostly business coaches?
Yeah, both. And I think it just depends on the season that we're in and what our goals are and what we're trying to work toward at that time. So mm-hmm. we've had, I don't think we'll ever just have one coach that we have for years and years,
yeah.
you know.
Well, and I think that's a great thing that Service Nation actually
yes.
encourages. Like, you don't have to have just one coach and that's it for the end all be all, or even for that one.
Yes.
But like, as your business evolves, you as people grow and evolve, like, you need different coaches for different things. So that's good to see that you're utilizing that.
Yeah, and I do love the Alliance Premier program for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually going, in a couple weeks, we're actually flying to Florida to visit Justin and Kristen Deese,
yes.
their operation. They're a husband and wife business
paradise.
Team.
Yes,
Paradise. And they've also wrote the book, When Your Business Partner is Your Spouse.
Yeah.
And so we've gotten to know them through Service Nation and through the conferences and stuff. And we just feel like this would be a really cool thing to go check them out and just have those conversations.
It's just like anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's good to be exposed to watch other people thrive
yeah.
in that environment. Not everybody's in that environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us get to go home and we can have whole conversations about two different jobs. They don't share the same stress. I mean, if things are slow or low, both of y'all are like, oh gosh, you
yeah.
know?
Yes.
But when things are good. And so it's hard to turn that switch on and off. I'm assuming, you know, like going from work to home, you know, you got to have a lot of, so seeing how other people
mm-hmm.
manage that relationship and things like that are really important.
Yeah.
So I jumped to the name of the company.
Yes.
Is Just In Time.
Yes.
Which is a fun play off of Justin's name. I don't know if that's where it started.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So his name is Justin, so Just In Time.
Yeah.
And so Lemon Seed has had the pleasure of being a part of your marketing strategy, along with your daughter Megan,
mm-hmm.
right, who has two sweet little babies now.
Yes.
That I know you're living that up. We talked about that. We were slow starting
yes.
the podcast talking about grandkids, which I better not have grandkids for a hot little
right,
minute.
Right.
that may sound like you had some.
Yeah, and then Emma's kids are your grandkids' age.
Yeah. Right. But at the right time, it's great.
Yes, at the right time. But we got the privilege of, we saw that your mascot, your
yes.
full mascot, parade quality mascot, is ready and is being shipped to you guys. And so, you know, it's a gigantic clock head and body.
Yes.
And so,
which, and like, you guys had had that incorporated into your logo for a while now, but now getting him built out into the full costume stuff, that's going to elevate your community marketing mm-hmm. and your community engagement a whole lot more. Like, take that to the next level. And that's something that you've been like looking forward to for a long time, right?
Yes. As a bit, I've like tried to create it over the years. And I know like the first year we were in business, I had like a dog dish that I made into like a alarm clock looking thing. So it'll be funny to see the, I saw pictures of that. So we'll show the whole progression.
Oh my gosh, that's but fantastic.
For him to come to life and have a personality and move and shake hands with kids and give them five, and I'm so excited about
well,
it.
And I really love to see like mascots or caricatures kind of come to life and take the, what do I want to say, like the vision of the country, or the, what am I trying to say here? I'm losing my train of thought. Like the face of the company.
Oh, yes, yes.
The watch so face. But like, you know, like
there's
you
a
said,
hook.
Yeah.
You had a hook.
Yes.
And now that hook is going to come to life.
Yes.
And like you said, like you and Justin can't be at everything. So like when you were at a certain level, like, y'all were doing all that. But like as you grow and stuff, like you can't be at every single chamber event or every single function and stuff. But like this character, like Mr. J, like he can kind of start to show up and become the face of the company and doing the radio scripts and things like that. So like you can kind of start to evolve into giving him more than having always be just you or Justin, you know?
And I think too, when you go to these community events, like it is going to be such a talking piece. And at the end of the day, we're trying to do is stay top of mind. Whatever we need to do to keep elevating the brand, extending the brand. We've talked about some other things today that you're possibly going to implement. But, you know, when you take this mascot, it makes such a connection. And then you have your own grandkids and kids and seeing all the pictures. I mean, it is any
kid is going to flock to Mr.
Yes.
J.
Yes. Like, I mean, they'll be scared at first of any mascot that's that large because he's large. I mean, this is not like janky. I mean, y'all invested.
And he's got some muscles.
Right.
He builds after Justin, muscles. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Very muscular.
But y'all invested. Y'all invested in this mascot. It's an investment that should last several years. But I'm just really excited for y'all to be able to layer that on to what you're already doing. And it just emphasizes the brand. And it's just such an exciting time.
Yeah.
For that right in time for summer and all of that good pieces.
Just in time for summer.
Just in time. Look at there. So funny. So, well, if someone wanted to reach out to you, they're interested in what you've said. They want to connect with someone that's maybe working with their spouse or community involvement. How would you like for people to get in contact with you?
Yes, and please do. I love meeting new people and networking. So my email is Janeen, J-A-N-E-E-N, at justintimeheroes.com. Fun. And our website is justintimeheroes.com. So all of our contact information is on there.
Perfect.
And the only other thing I would say is, like you said, working with your spouse, I think, you know, there's the celebration and when things are going good. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on days when maybe things didn't go so well, there's been a couple times I've just said, hey, you know what? I just need a minute because you remind me of that jerk at work today. Just kidding.
No, that's
no, great. But it's just good. And just having those clear lines of this is what my responsibility is and this is what his responsibility is. And then making sure that we both respect that.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah. That's great advice. Well, guys, thank you for listening, watching another episode of From the Yellow Chair live here in Nashville with Miss Janeen. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you really enjoyed everything, we would love a review. Like us on our social channels. Remember that Lemon Seed is a full service company, all here to help you with your strategy and with your branding. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for sipping some lemonade with us.
Bye.